time for news from BlackAmericaWeb.com.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com news.
Measles outbreak is widening this morning. Babies, five of them, in fact, from one daycare have contracted the virus, and there's concern there may be more.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Friday, February 6, 2015. Looking ahead to Sunday, we celebrate the birthday of Chris Thompson of Reach Media. As many as 80 million customers of the nation's second largest health insurance company, Anthem, have had their account information stolen. It's been hacked. Mm-hmm. A massive breach. Anthem was the target of a very sophisticated external cyber hack, according to the president and CEO. The hackers gained access to Anthem's computer system and got information including names, birth dates, medical IDs, social security numbers, street addresses, email addresses, and employment information, including income data. This had records for approximately 80 million people, and not just current customers, former customers as well.
Wow. That's, I mean, all of our information is out there somewhere.
Yeah. Wow. And it's just a question of when.
When we're going to, you know. Yeah.
We need to go back to the filing cabinets.
And Rolodex.
And Rolodex, man.
Filing cabinets.
With a long drawer.
Bobby Brown, the father of Bobby Christina Brown, yesterday is denying reports that the family members are gathering and preparing to say goodbye to the young woman who has been in a coma, a medically induced coma, since the weekend. He said, if we issued a statement every time the media published a false report regarding this matter, that's all we would be doing 24 hours a day. This is false, just as the majority of the other reporting that is currently taking place. However, others are saying that she is still in a coma, that they are awaiting word from the doctors every day, and the doctors are saying that they don't see any improvement in the 21-year-old woman since she was hospitalized.
And Bobby is saying, don't believe
the hype. Mm. Yeah,
he's got to put out so many fires, Sybil. I mean, about her, about, he's got the new baby pressure. I mean, just,
yeah.
Man, well, the most important thing, obviously, is Bobby Christina. Yeah.
And getting her business in order.
Yeah.
And I read a story that if she dies, that her $20 million inheritance goes to grandmother Sissy?
Miss Sissy Houston.
If she's not married.
And well, that appears to be the case.
That appears to be the case.
No one can find anything on marriage.
Here's a little girl in Indianapolis was going out to sell Girl Scout cookies and was the victim of gunfire outside of her home in Indianapolis. 9-year-old Sinai Miller was headed outside with her mom to sell the Girl Scout cookies with her sisters in the evening when she was hit in the leg and taken to a hospital, released the same night. 3 gunshots, and one of them hit her in the leg. 2 Philadelphia police officers charged yesterday with beating a man on a scooter nearly 2 years ago and lying about it, resulting in wrongful charges against him. The Philadelphia grand jury.
Against him?
Against him.
The man in the...
On the scooter, yeah.
On the scooter?
The Philadelphia grand jury decided to charge the officers, Sean McKnight and Kevin Robinson, after the district attorney presented the evidence. And this is actually looking good for a lot of people who believe that now they may get some justice in some other cases.
Good.
As many as 15 infants, as you heard, affected by a Palatine, Illinois measles cluster, and the public health officials are investigating, involving 5 infants now, but as many as 15 at the KinderCare Learning Center located in Palatine, as a suburb of Chicago. And there's a big now skin color gate involving Kerry Washington. She is on the March cover of InStyle magazine. She tweeted out, you know, here's my picture and everything. And everybody became very upset because her skin is significantly lighter.
That's lighting. She didn't bleach it.
No, they're not blaming her. They're blaming
InStyle magazine.
InStyle magazine making
her look white.
Yeah, and so they said, they're glad you made the cover, Kerry, but this is not right. Those are your headlines. I'm Sybil Wilkes.